It's been 5 years since Dave Hume's son, Greg, died from a heroin overdose.
And when he overdosed, the people he was with, they lifted him up. They put him in his car. They drove him to a hospital parking lot. And there they just walked away from the car and just left him there.
Greg was found about an hour later, but his father said it was too late. He had died. In 2016, the first state saw an alarming increase in opiate overdose deaths to over 300. About one-third of those are fentanyl-related. And Humes, who is on the board for Delaware's Attack Addiction, says he wants the state to try to end the stigma attached to overdose.
It's something that people are ashamed of using it, and they do it much more in private with the other couple people who may be also users themselves.
Michael Barbieri is the director of Delaware's Division of Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services. He says he'd like for health officials to make people more aware of the issues related to substance abuse.
We are one of the highest states in prescribing opiates. You know, which is a good gateway to getting involved in heroin and other things.
He says the state needs to be more aggressive in its outreach efforts. For example, connecting people who have experiences like Hume's with people in crisis. Katie Pikus, Delaware Public Media.